In studio with us are a couple of the organizers of the Roseland Community Festival, a big deal party that'll be coming up October 1st in Roseland, of course. And Jake Ward and Neil Pacheco are here. They are kind of behind this whole thing. So the planning stages began for this community festival only about 6 weeks ago. That's a short amount of time to pull together something that I know is going to be huge.
Yes, I would agree with that. And that was sort of basically the natural result of we applied for some seed money, a grant from the county through the Economic Development Board's arts program, which is Creative Sonoma. And, you know, I had never applied for a grant before, so there was no expectation of getting it. And then they got back to us and said yes. And it was like, oh, well,
we better get to work.
We got to get to work. Yeah, right. Yeah. Especially because this is premised on being this like sort of outdoor block party street festival. So it's like once they said, hey, we're giving you some money to get it started, it was like, oh man, there's only a couple months we can even do this with the weather. So like this has to happen quickly. So yeah, we've been scrambling.
Do we have this right that it's sort of described as pop-up creativity?
Yeah, pop-up creativity is the language that they use to promote all of the events and projects that were funded through this grant program. It's actually a first-year grant program called the Pop-Up Creativity Grant.
Wow!
So we are one of 9 recipients of this grant that the Economic Development Board is doing, and they're marketing them all together under this pop-up creativity umbrella and hoping to get a collective marketing impact through that, and also hoping that they go really well so they can ask their funders for more money to continue this program next year.
Well, describe your intent when it comes to this whole day-long celebration.
Right. So, I mean, this event was premised on being an event that would be, first of all, free for the community, and secondly, be an event that was staged in Roseland that would feature predominantly artists from the Roseland neighborhood. So all of the live music, all of the dancers, entertainment, there'll be poets. We're popping up a gallery so we can show visual artists like painters, photographers, sculptures. You're going to see that it's 100% local talent and most of it from within the Roseland neighborhood. So that was really sort of the simple seed of the idea. And then it's certainly, I think, as we've been planning and talking to people and getting people involved, there's a lot more meaning to it. And people are really equating what we're doing to the national conversation because this is a multicultural event, because we're presenting it bilingually, because we're working sort of within the community of the Latino community and the non-Latino community to create an event that's designed to showcase artists from all cultures and appeal to all cultures, right?
Wow, and I was thinking you just wanted to have one big blowout before Roseland officially became part of Santa Rosa.
It's honestly, the timing with the annexation is another huge point that's come up with this. So yeah, it's also almost taken on that semblance of like welcoming Roseland into Santa Rosa with this big old party that just showcases all of the artists and all of the food from the neighborhood, which is a big part of it too, right?
Yes.
So
I would say that's a huge part of it, Larry.
Right. So we reached out. Oh, sorry, go on.
Two of my faves. The Odd Jobs and the Easy Leaves will be there.
Yes, yeah. Which I should note too that they were both also recipients of grants from Creative Sonoma for one of them for recording an album, one of them for a marketing campaign they did. So there's a really cool thing happening with this Creative Sonoma program feeding into the arts ecosystem, and this event will kind of bring out some of that. But yeah, some great bands, and as we joke a lot, like those are the bands that are on the Anglo side of things, and then you'll also see bands that are like Salsa from Hasid Guerrero. We'll have Banda Pacifica, so like a 15-piece band. So it'll be a sort of a unique event where you can see like that folk and Americana and klezmer and pop and rock side by side with all of the mariachi and the banda and the salsa.
That's quite a block party.
Yeah.
So I guess poor Neil doesn't ever get to speak. Is that what the deal is here?
No. Well, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here, and we're here to make the official invitation to our community to join us. From our family to your family to our Sonoma County family to join us October 1st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. So like Jake says, we're going to have all kinds of entertainment, Latino entertainment and the Anglo entertainment. So I'm part of the bringing the Latino entertainment. Like Jake says, we have salsa, banda, and folklore dances from Oaxaca. We have also Mr. Jose Santamaria is going to be there performing bachata and salsa. We have Miss Latina Wine Country. And of course, when it comes to
fashion show, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Fashion show too. So
this sounds like a blast. Let me just say that.
Yes.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Exactly, it's free.
Yeah. So, okay, so of course there's going to be a question about, okay, anything this big that's outside, you know, do you expect a fairly hefty police presence?
You know, we're actually, it's funny you ask, I met with the community engagement operator, what have you, from the sheriff department just a few days ago, and we are going to, be inviting the police to be there, certainly, because, I mean, it's an alcohol-free event. We want there to be some semblance of, you know, accountability for that. So we're looking forward to having a police presence there to help bolster the security presence and also give them a chance to actually just have an informational booth and do outreach within the community also.
That's always a good idea. That never hurts anybody to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it is coming up a month from now, October the 1st in Roseland, a day-long community event and festival. It just sounds like a great time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, on getting this far and getting a grant for it too. There are lots of people that would like to learn that lesson from you.
Well, thank you. And certainly it is only a month away, but part of this mad dash is that we are literally still hoping to find a couple more sponsors. So I'll put that out on your airwaves.
Absolutely.
We have a wonderful sponsorship package.
Yeah, absolutely. How do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can actually just email me. Me and Neil, the email address is roselandcommunityfestival@gmail.com. They can check out our Facebook, which is just simply look up Roseland Community Festival to see updates. And our website's under construction, but it's there with our contact information, and that's roselandcommunityfestival.com.
Yeah, sounds like a great opportunity for sponsors. Good luck, gentlemen. Can't wait to go.
Thank you.
Can't wait to go to the
Thank
Community Festival in Roseland.